The Archangel Gabriel is known for being the divine messenger who announced the birth of Jesus Christ and John the Baptist, and who was sent by God to explain the meaning of his visions to the prophet Daniel. He was also the one who dictated the Quran to Muhammad. His name in the original Hebrew has been interpreted in various but similar ways. Strength of God, God is my strength, man of God, hero of God, or in the case of his Islamic name, Jibril, as the faithful spirit. Several titles have also been given to him to express his functions and the attributes that make up his essence. Angel of the Annunciation, Angel of Revelation, Angel of Truth, Angel of Purity, Angel of the Incarnation, of the Resurrection, of Joy, Bearer of Good News, Angel of Consolation, and Angel of Mercy. In the Jewish tradition, there is a belief that Gabriel sits at the left hand of God and is the governor of Eden. Within current angelology, some maintain that he is the chief of the guardian angels, and within a general consensus framework, that he is also the one who directs the angels of purity, a role originating in the association made of him with the Virgin Mary. Many experts on the subject of angels have argued that, by virtue of his role as a divine messenger, Gabriel is the archangel closest to humanity, which is why he has been called chief ambassador to humanity. Also linked to his role as a communicator, it has been suggested that Gabriel is responsible for a certain type of management in human angels, human nature, and human-human relations. According to a certain story, in 1862, in New Zealand, the Archangel Gabriel visited the Maori prophet and gave him the strength necessary to free himself from the ropes that bound him. They had tied him up, the prophet recounted sometime after being saved. Gabriel, Michael, and an innumerable host of supplying spirits had appeared that day to rescue him. But even more striking is the appearance of the Archangel Gabriel that William Blake, a romantic painter and poet, recorded in his diary. As he tells it, he had been commissioned to paint an angel, and in the midst of the difficulties he was having, Blake asked himself, "Who can draw an angel?" It was then that a voice replied, "Michelangelo could." Startled, Blake looked around, but there was absolutely no one. "How do you know?" asked Blake after regaining his composure. The strange voice then responded, "I know because I felt for him. I am the Archangel Gabriel." Blake could not believe what he was hearing. It was too disconcerting an answer. However, being a man of keen intelligence, the painter quickly intuited the possibility that an evil or mocking spirit was impersonating the Archangel. Skeptical, Blake asked the voice to give some indication that it was indeed a divine being. "Can an evil spirit do this?" the voice replied, as out of nowhere, two large wings of beautiful light appeared. They were the wings of an angelic presence. Blake recounts that then the angelic figure began to grow and continued to grow until the ceiling of the studio opened without anything happening to Blake, and then the luminous being reached up to heaven. In the Jewish tradition, Gabriel is said to be in charge of the heavenly treasury. In the Book of Enoch, this archangel is presented as one of the four spirits on the four sides of the throne, with Michael on the right and Gabriel on the left of God. Another thing that illustrates his importance is that among the three angels who appeared to Abraham, Gabriel was represented as the second most important, since Michael was in the center, Raphael to Michael's left and he to his right. For the Jewish tradition, the Archangel Gabriel is a great polyglot, as he was the one who in a single night taught Joseph the 70 languages that were supposedly spoken in the Tower of Babel, thus making Joseph from being a simple slave become enormously important in the eyes of Pharaoh. It is believed that Gabriel was one of the beings who showed Joseph the way and was the one who warned Queen Vashti not to appear naked before King Ahasuerus and his guests. It is said that together with other angels, Gabriel helped in the burial of Moses. Some sources of the Jewish tradition state that it will be Gabriel who will blow the horn to awaken the dead during the Day of Judgment. In the Talmud, it is said that it was Gabriel who destroyed the hosts of Sennacherib, armed with a sickle, a figure that has been ready since creation. Within this link between Gabriel and death is also the fact that Gabriel is, for Judaism, the angel of death over the kings, and the one who brought destruction to Sodom and Gomorrah. But not everything told about him is merits. For the Talmud reveals that Gabriel was once punished for not obeying an order exactly as it was given to him. Because of that, for 21 days, Gabriel was replaced by Dubiel, a guardian angel of the Persian Empire. The Kabbalah places Gabriel as the angel of dawn, as the angel who, during the end of the dawn, receives a spark of divine fire, a spark that Gabriel diffuses when the roosters crow and the devout rise to study the Torah, and the power of demons collapses. For according to the Kabbalah, they only have power until the rooster crows, which is because God, the righteous, and the beings of light from midnight until the crowing of the rooster deploy in paradise to celebrate, leaving the world free to the forces of darkness. In the Gospel of Matthew, we are told how Gabriel appeared to Joseph the carpenter in dreams, first to tell him not to be afraid to receive Mary as his wife, then to warn him that he should flee to Egypt because of the slaughter of babies that Herod would initiate. The name Gabriel is never explicitly mentioned, but as it has been done, it is logical to suppose that it could have been him, and that it can be assumed that it was Gabriel, that angel. This is because it was Gabriel who was appointed to announce to Mary the birth of Christ. So it would not be at all strange that, being the messenger, he was commissioned in his entirety for the matter of the coming of Christ. Gabriel is one of the three archangels officially admitted by the Catholic Church because he is found in the Bible, in the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Matthew, as well as in the book of Daniel. He is seen as the messenger archangel and as an archangel linked to the mystery of the Annunciation, purity, and resurrection. Officially, he has been proclaimed patron of communicators because of his role as a celestial messenger. Similar are the cases of the Orthodox Church and most Protestant churches, Gabriel being recognized by both sides. In Islam, it is believed that Gabriel revealed the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad and that he was appointed to carry to the prophets the messages of their duties. His importance is so high that in addition to being the spirit of truth, he is the chief of Allah's four favorite angels. Greater is the respect paid to him that when a person mentions his name, he should say, "Peace be upon him," just as is done when the name of Muhammad or another great prophet is mentioned. Like Christians, Muslims also believe that Gabriel announced the birth of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, whom they see as a holy prophet. In addition to this, they say that Gabriel was one of the two angels who announced the birth of Isaac to Abraham. Something relevant to angelology is in Muhammad's vision of the true aspect of Gabriel, and in Suhrawardi's vision of a Gabriel with a feminine aspect. But before presenting them, the following should be clarified. Islam clarifies that Gabriel, like all angels, has no definite form, for he had appeared to Muhammad in the form of different persons. The true form of Gabriel is not a material form. In other words, it is not that God created Gabriel with the appearance with which he appeared in that vision to Muhammad. It is simply that this true form was chosen by the archangel as the aspect that best symbolizes the spiritual essence with which God brought him into existence. There is no need to worry about Gabriel appearing as a woman in Suhrawardi's vision, since angelology posits that angels are androgynous, sexless spirits, spirits that comprise attributes of both the female and male soul. Although it is certainly questionable, since other theories say that gender does exist in angels and spirits, not as biological sex, but as a predominance of male or female psychological spiritual attributes, as the case may be. Specifically, in Muhammad's vision, the archangel appeared as a being of light, endowed with 600 wings that filled the firmament and beat in it. In the case of Surawadi, he tells us the following. In the first row there was Gabriel, like a maiden, like the moon in the midst of the stars. Her hair was like a woman's, because it fell in long braids. She wore a red suit interspersed with green. She is the most beautiful of all angels. Her face is like a red rose. Her function is to be the archangel messenger, the great communicator of the Most High. Hence, esoteric tradition has said that he directs certain aspects of the communities between man and the angels. The archangel Gabriel is associated with the virtues of purity, ascension, and reflection. His qualities, in addition to those derived from the spiritual virtues he represents and ministers, are discipline, joy, and fulfillment, among others. He can bestow the following gifts: creativity, artistic development, purity, spiritual ascension, self-discipline, austerity, happiness, joy, clairvoyance, and interpretation of dreams and prophecies. But he does not give these things to just anyone who prays to him. He also gives insight into God's plan for each one and the purpose of one's life, deliverance from negative habits and vices, and so on. He is the one to turn to when one is a slave to sex, food, gambling, money, or other worldly things. Or when we feel that our life has no purpose and meaning and we feel discouraged, apathetic, and bitter. Gabriel can help us see the meaning of our life and find motivation and joy to get up and live toward the realization of this meaning. He can also help us to listen more to our intuition and inner voice. And even if we have good deeds on the list or make merits if we don't, Gabriel can help us develop the powers of clairvoyance. The white of his attire symbolizes purity and transparency of spirit, as well as the lily. The lilies he carries in his hands or in his right hand, the latter representing virginity, innocence, and purity, all qualities proper to Mary, with whom the Archangel Gabriel is associated. Sometimes he has been placed with a scroll and a pen in his hands, representing his role as archangel who inspires creators, writers, artists, singers, and communicators, also giving them clarity, expression, and brilliant intuitions. On the few occasions when he is placed with a trumpet, it is intended to allude to the role that Jewish tradition gives him as the angel who blows the trumpet that on the day of judgment announces annihilation and purification.